Posloucháte testovací nahrávku pro ověření hlasitosti. Pokud neslyšíte nahrávku dostatečně nahlas, oznamte to administrátorovi zkoušky po zaznění signálu.
Počúvate testovací nahrávku pro ověření hlasitosti. Pokud nepočujete nahrávku dostatečně nahlas, oznámte to administrátorovi zkoušky po zaznění signálu.
English exam, section 1, listening. Part 1. You will hear a text which is followed by several tasks. You will be given time to look through the relevant tasks before you listen. You will hear the recording twice. Solve the tasks based solely on the information in the recording. You now have 1 minute to look at tasks 1 to 6.
Spencer Carter, A Career Change Saved My Life. Chronic stress at work can lead to listlessness, fatigue, and a much higher risk of stroke and heart disease. But there are ways to save yourself before it's too late. Spencer Carter had been signed off work at a big global company for 3 months with stress. Before that time was up, his employers encouraged him back early, then doubled the size of the team he managed and his responsibility. In the last couple of years prior to my 3 month sick leave, everything got worse, he says, with a degree of understatement. In fact, his GP warned him the stress was going to kill him because of his astronomically high blood pressure and recommended he take a break from work. That's why Carter took what he calls a 3 month voluntary leave to save my life. Although he had tried counselling in the run-up to his sick leave, it hadn't helped with his overly demanding working environment as a business operations manager for a global company. Endless data and spreadsheets, running teams across different time zones, and being responsible for huge budgets in a highly competitive culture. I was drinking heavily, he says. I could feel my marriage was falling apart. My behaviour became erratic, and I couldn't turn off. I would take a holiday, but I didn't switch off. Carter agonised over abandoning a well-paid career he had spent decades building. But in the end, he thought, what am I doing to myself? Although many people with supportive employers can return to their job after burnout, for Carter, this was no longer an option because his work couldn't be adjusted to be less stressful. He was lucky to have a good redundancy payment, and he turned to his passion and degree subject, archaeology. He went from a job earning £100,000 to a sector where salaries begin at £19,000. But he loved it. I got excited again about something that's a little bit brain challenging, and it took me out of the house. There was a shift into feeling self-empowered. That was in 2011, but his recovery has not been straightforward. In 2017, he had what he describes as the second round of burnout. Everything hits you, no matter how happy you've been for years, he says. Still, Carter has become a specialist in his field, published papers, and successfully changed career. Although the pandemic has affected his job and health. Sometimes, he says, I think changing career actually saved my life. Spencer Carter, a career change saved my life. Chronic stress at work can lead to listlessness, fatigue, and a much higher risk of stroke and heart disease. But there are ways to save yourself before it's too late. Spencer Carter had been signed off work at a big global company for 3 months with stress. Before that time was up, his employers encouraged him back early, then doubled the size of the team he managed and his responsibility. In the last couple of years prior to my 3 month sick leave, everything got worse, he says, with a degree of understatement. In fact, his GP warned him the stress was going to kill him because of his astronomically high blood pressure and recommended he take a break from work. That's why Carter took what he calls a 3 month voluntary leave to save my life. Although he had tried counselling in the run-up to his sick leave, it hadn't helped with his overly demanding working environment as a business operations manager for a global company. Endless data and spreadsheets, running teams across different time zones, and being responsible for huge budgets in a highly competitive culture. I was drinking heavily, he says. I could feel my marriage was falling apart. My behaviour became erratic, and I couldn't turn off. I would take a holiday, but I didn't switch off. Carter agonised over abandoning a well-paid career he had spent decades building. But in the end, he thought, what am I doing to myself? Although many people with supportive employers can return to their job after burnout, for Carter, this was no longer an option because his work couldn't be adjusted to be less stressful. He was lucky to have a good redundancy payment, and he turned to his passion and degree subject, archaeology. He went from a job earning £100,000 to a sector where salaries begin at £19,000. But he loved it. I got excited again about something that's a little bit brain challenging, and it took me out of the house. There was a shift into feeling self-empowered. That was in 2011, but his recovery has not been straightforward. In 2017, he had what he describes as the second round of burnout. Everything hits you, no matter how happy you've been for years, he says. Still, Carter has become a specialist in his field, published papers, and successfully changed career, although the pandemic has affected his job and health. Sometimes, he says, I think changing career actually saved my life.
You now have 1 minute to solve tasks 1 to 6. Part 2. You will hear a series of short, unrelated extracts. There is one task for each extract. You'll be given time to read the relevant task before you listen. You will hear each extract twice. Solve the tasks based solely on the information in the recording. You now have 20 seconds to look at task 7.
Maple sugaring is a deeply rooted farming tradition that has made Vermont the leading maple syrup producer in the United States. Maple sugaring is the process of making maple syrup from the sap of maple trees. It was discovered by the Native Americans hundreds of years ago and taught to the settlers that followed. In the early years, Vermont's agricultural farmers began sugaring as a way of supplementing their income during the winter months. In Vermont, the February school break was derived from the farmers' need to have their children help tap the trees and get ready for the sugaring season, which lasted about 3 months. Maple syrup has evolved into a popular commodity thanks to its many uses and nutritional qualities. Maple sugaring is a deeply rooted farming tradition that has made Vermont the leading maple syrup producer in the United States. Maple sugaring is the process of making maple syrup from the sap of maple trees. It was discovered by the Native Americans hundreds of years ago and taught to the settlers that followed. In the early years, Vermont's agricultural farmers began sugaring as a way of supplementing their income during the winter months. In Vermont, the February school break was derived from the farmers' need to have their children help tap the trees and get ready for the sugaring season, which lasted about 3 months. Maple syrup has evolved into a popular commodity thanks to its many uses and nutritional qualities.
You now have 20 seconds to look at task 8.
Arbor Day is celebrated on the last Friday in April, although some states observe it on dates that better coincide with the local area's planting times. Its purpose is to encourage people to plant trees, and many communities traditionally take the opportunity to organize tree planting and litter collecting events on or around the holiday. A popular Arbor Day tradition is to plant a tree in honour or memory of a loved one. The first Arbor Day occurred on April the 10th, 1872, in Nebraska City. It's estimated that nearly 1 million trees were planted on that day. Arbor Day is celebrated on the last Friday in April, although some states observe it on dates that better coincide with the local area's planting times. Its purpose is to encourage people to plant trees, and many communities traditionally take the opportunity to organize tree planting and litter collecting events on or around the holiday. A popular Arbor Day tradition is to plant a tree in honor or memory of a loved one. The first Arbor Day occurred on April the 10th, 1872, in Nebraska City. It's estimated that nearly 1 million trees were planted on that day.
You now have 20 seconds to look at task 9.
At the furthest point from any landmass on Earth, and 4 kilometres under the sea, lies the Space Cemetery. When their outer space journeys come to an end, old satellites, rocket parts, and space stations are sent to this desolate spot in the Pacific Ocean to rest on the dark seabed forever. It's here that the International Space Station, the football field-sized laboratory orbiting Earth, is likely to end up. Reports have emerged recently of cracks in the International Space Station, and while the fissures do not spell its imminent demise, it is certainly in its twilight years. At the furthest point from any landmass on Earth, and 4 kilometres under the sea, lies the Space Cemetery. When their outer space journeys come to an end, old satellites, rocket parts, and space stations are sent to this desolate spot in the Pacific Ocean to rest on the dark seabed forever. It's here that the International Space Station, the football field-sized laboratory orbiting Earth, is likely to end up. Reports have emerged recently of cracks in the International Space Station, and while the fissures do not spell its imminent demise, it is certainly in its twilight years.
You now have 20 seconds to look at task 10.
In a TikTok video that has racked up almost 16 million views, Flynn Webb can be seen approaching a leopard seal lying on the beach. The 17-year-old was with his friends at a beach when he spotted what he thought was a lifeless creature on the shore. That's why he believed it was safe to touch its back. However, when he did so, the leopard seal suddenly leapt up and snapped open its large jaw. Luckily, Flynn didn't get bitten. Leopard seals normally prey on smaller seals and penguins, but have been known to attack humans on rare occasions. In a TikTok video that has racked up almost 16 million views, Flynn Webb can be seen approaching a leopard seal lying on the beach. The 17-year-old was with his friends at a beach when he spotted what he thought was a lifeless creature on the shore. That's why he believed it was safe to touch its back. However, when he did so, the leopard seal suddenly leapt up and snapped open its large jaw. Luckily, Flynn didn't get bitten. Leopard seals normally prey on smaller seals and penguins, but have been known to attack humans on rare occasions.
You now have 20 seconds to look at task 11.
Formerly home to a monastery, the Plymouth Gin Distillery opened in 1793. Also known as the Blackfriars Distillery, it's the oldest working gin distillery in England. Gin enthusiasts can take a tour of the distillery to see the traditional equipment used before tasting the distinctive Plymouth gin itself, which is still made on site today. The distillery is located in one of the oldest buildings in Plymouth and thus is protected as a national monument, and is one of the city's most precious heritages. Formerly home to a monastery, the Plymouth Gin Distillery opened in 1793. Also known as the Blackfriars Distillery, it's the oldest working gin distillery in England. Gin enthusiasts can take a tour of the distillery to see the traditional equipment used before tasting the distinctive Plymouth gin itself, which is still made on site today. The distillery is located in one of the oldest buildings in Plymouth and thus is protected as a national monument and is one of the city's most precious heritages.
You now have 20 seconds to look at task 12.
The Chinese police have confused a man with a similarly named criminal who's been dead for 10 years, despite a government campaign to crack down on repeat identities. The 45-year-old, identified in Chinese media as Mr. Chen, applied for a certificate to show he had no criminal convictions for his new job. But the police refused his application, as they said records showed he was convicted and executed in 2006 for kidnapping. The Chinese police have confused a man with a similarly named criminal who's been dead for 10 years, despite a government campaign to crack down on repeat identities. The 45-year-old, identified in Chinese media as Mr. Chen, applied for a certificate to show he had no criminal convictions for his new job. But the police refused his application, as they said records showed he was convicted and executed in 2006 for kidnapping.
End of the listening section.